Welcome to the Sober and Happy Podcast, where we talk about all things recovery related, how to navigate the challenges that we'll face along the way on our journey towards our best lives, and how we could go from living a life of simply just being sober to a life where we're both sober and happy. One of the most dangerous but often overlooked places to be in our recovery journeys is when we are stuck in a rut. Suddenly, things that might have excited us about being sober and life start to feel boring or dull. So how do we get out of these ruts and recognize them before they get too deep? Well, that is what we're going to be talking about today. So buckle up. This is going to be a great episode. Welcome back. I could look back and see the first time I got stuck in a rut in sobriety, even though I didn't recognize it then. Early in sobriety, everything was exciting, and then, at some point, the excitement wore off. You'll often hear people talk about the pink cloud in recovery, which is that feeling of elation that many people get early in their sobriety. I was worried about how I was feeling, and I asked people with more sobriety why I was feeling this way, and they told me that it was normal that the pink cloud would wear off, and that sober life might be boring, but it was better than being drunk. This made sense, so I kept going on with what was working to keep me sober, but I didn't realize that I was in a rut, and by doing the same thing that worked in the beginning, I was just digging that rut deeper. I was literally living the mantra of one day at a time. I went to work, went to a meeting, and then went home. This was the exact routine I needed early in sobriety, but life one day at a time lived that way began to feel like a sentence and not a way of life I could imagine for the rest of my existence. This is what happens when you feel like you hit a peak in your life. We often have accomplished so much by getting and staying sober, but then just being sober no longer feels like enough to make us feel fulfilled, and we start questioning whether this is it. When this starts happening, it often triggers many of the negative emotions that we experience when we're still drinking or using. All of a sudden, my anxiety and depression started coming back. If left untreated, thoughts like, if I'm going to feel this way sober, I might as well get drunk, started creeping into my head. Think about what is going on early in sobriety. You are growing, learning, facing and conquering challenges, and having successes daily, which feels amazing. Then you develop a routine that works. You no longer have to stretch your capabilities to stay sober every day. And this is when we begin developing that rut. I'm not saying that you shouldn't develop and follow routines that work early in sobriety. However, we should work towards a destination that excites us, not just live in the same daily routine. This often happens right after we achieve a milestone in sobriety, like getting 1 year sober. We look forward to that day for so long, and when we get there, nothing changes. I'm not saying that is not a huge accomplishment and should not be celebrated, because it should. However, we often expect to feel different on day 365 than we did on 364. Achieved goals like getting a year sober is like climbing a mountain. The view from the top of that mountain is beautiful, but if we don't have other mountains that we want to climb, just sitting on top of that mountain starts to get a little dull. This doesn't mean that we should not be grateful for the beautiful view at the top of that first mountain, but we shouldn't use gratitude as a reason not to continue to climb. You could be grateful for where you are and still strive for more. Like I said, I see this most commonly in people who are around a year sober. I think a huge cause of this is the commonly shared belief that you should not make any decisions in the first year. The belief is that you should focus solely on staying sober, and that trying to do too much might be too stressful and might jeopardize your sobriety. But you know what else might jeopardize your sobriety? The depression that comes with complacency, questioning whether your sober life is worth it. What won't jeopardize your recovery is working to grow into the person that you desire to be. I'm not saying that you should get sober and then on day 7, go after everything that you think you need to be happy. But humans are motivated by pain or pleasure. Many of us, myself included, were motivated by the pain of living in a life of addiction. I hated the person I had become. I hated the power alcohol had over me. I hated the way that I treated the people around me when I was drunk. And I hated living with the regrets of yesterday's mistakes. That was an amazing motivation to get sober, but the motivation of pain only lasts so long. The further we get from it, the duller the memory of the pain gets. In the beginning, just not being that person anymore was enough motivation. But when we have no challenges in our life, life starts feeling dull and no longer exciting. I read a book many years ago called Flow that describes how we feel best in a flow state and that we could only achieve that when we are challenged. Think about something you do that is competitive. Maybe it's playing a board or card game. For me, I think about shooting pool. Now, I am a competitive person and I like to win. However, if I played pool against someone who rarely shoots pool, I will beat them almost every time. As much as I like winning, it'll start to get boring and my pool game will actually get worse as I start playing down to my competition. But if I play someone who is at a skill level where our games are competitive, each time I win feels like an accomplishment and I'll push myself to improve. On the other hand though, if I played a professional pool player and lost every time, it would not be fun either. This isn't about pushing yourself so hard that you'll be burned out. It is about stretching yourself so that you keep growing. This book discusses how we are only in that flow state when we are playing someone who we could compete with and who is also slightly better than us, so we will strive to grow. If you go to the gym and lift the same weights every day, you will not get stronger. The first time we go, we might be able to only bench 100 pounds. However, if we only lift 100 pounds even when we become strong enough that is easy, we will stop getting stronger. When lifting 100 pounds become easy, we must bump up the weight that we are lifting to the next level if we want to get stronger. If you are stuck in a rut right now, ask yourself, how long have you been doing the same routine? Does it still challenge you? Many of us get stuck in a routine because at some point it worked really well. Most of us chased our addictions for so long because the substance was so effective at fixing something in the beginning, so we kept chasing it long after it was effective. But we could fall into that same trap in sobriety. We find something that works initially and we keep doing that. Following routines that work is very effective, but when we get stuck in a rut, we need to look and see if what was working yesterday still works today. If it doesn't, that is not bad. That is actually good. That means you have grown out of your old routine. You have transformed into a new version of yourself that could now do so much more. Imagine if a butterfly never flapped its wings because it couldn't fly while it was still a caterpillar. The life of a caterpillar was great when it was a caterpillar. It lived in trees, ate endless leaves daily, and was surrounded by the beauty of the forest. That was exactly the life it needed to prepare to become a butterfly. However, the life of a caterpillar is nothing compared to the life of a butterfly. The migration path on the monarch butterflies are amazing. One group of monarchs migrates from the Rocky Mountains in Colorado all the way to the coast of California. Imagine how much beauty that butterfly sees on that trip. All of that beauty would have been missed if it emerged from that cocoon and decided to still try to live the life of a caterpillar because that is what used to work. You are not a caterpillar. You are a butterfly. So go out, spread those wings, and enjoy the beautiful life that sobriety offers you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. Here's your weekly challenge. Do something this week to spread your wings. Is there something you have wanted to accomplish but have been afraid to try? Maybe it's picking up a guitar and learning how to play, finally signing up for that yoga class you've wanted to try, or enrolling in school to chase that career you've been putting off. Whatever it is, just try. That is my challenge for you this episode. New episodes come out each Friday, so I look forward to connecting with you next week. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and keep living sober and happy.